You're listening to Filthy Beautiful Sex.
Subscribe to Filthy Beautiful Sex newsletter to stay up to date.
This episode has been brought to you by Tracy's Dog.
Okay, Leah. So for this episode, I would like to go to answer some questions from the bedroom banter cards that you're working on. And for those of you who are listening, we'll be working on 4 different card games for the last couple of months, and they're almost done. Maybe at the time of your watching, they're already out, so check the links in the podcast descriptions. If there's a high chance they'll be out by October. By October. So if you're watching or listening to this before, check back in October. I'm kidding. Next couple of episodes are going to be from these cards. We're going to be answering these questions, so stay tuned. We'll update everybody on the progress. Anyway, it's the Bedroom Banter cards, which are 54 cards.
Yeah, and most of them have 2 questions per card.
So it's a kind of, we aim for like conversation prompts for the, you know, the topics that are relating to sex, relationships, and we kind of envisioned it that you play it with a piece of paper. So you both, and you and your partner, write things that they like, they don't like, things they want to try, and throughout the cards, you answer the questions, you kind of make your own to-do list. Yeah. So anyway, I'll open it and I'll answer the
first question there is.
The first question there is. Okay. So I'm going to read the top question. What would an erotic vacation look like for you? Would you like to plan one together? What are you going to do? Would you like to start?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
For me, is it like a sex vacation, erotic vacation? So definitely a place where you don't need a lot of clothes. So I'm going summertime.
Summertime?
Summertime, beach.
Beach.
Yeah.
What country are we going to, or what countries would come into question? Is it like maybe just Florida?
I don't know. I would go somewhere exotic.
Like Mexico?
Costa Rica? Or like Bali.
Bali.
I know it's far away, but let's dream.
Bali, I would like to go to Bali. Summer warm. So Costa Rica, I would like to go there.
I would go to Bahamas.
Bahamas. Okay,
something like that. Like a little exotic. Maybe a foreign. I would go for foreign. I want to go to Florida. I would go somewhere where people are not speaking English.
It adds to the atmosphere, to the mystery,
yes.
to the unknown. Yeah. Okay, and where are we staying? Where are we gonna stay?
Probably like a nice little small. I don't know. I want it to be on the beach. Like I want it to be when you open your eyes and you're just able to go and swim in the ocean.
Okay, so it's not a resort.
I wouldn't go to it for an erotic vacation. For a sex vacation, I would not go to a resort. I would go as far from people as I possibly can, and ideally, I do not have to put on clothes
at all.
At all.
Okay.
What about you?
When are we going?
What about you?
So okay, I mean, I'm down for a warm, hot vacation on a beach. Without clothes, that's all done. I mean, we can go now. Shut down the camera. Let's go. If I'm thinking something different, so just not to repeat what you said, I would like to go. I would like to go somewhere like mountains, secluded, so there is no people. Preferably, it's a wooden cabin. Not just on the outside, on the inside too. There's a fireplace, so we have to, you know, start
a
fire.
So I
can start a fire. The inside is wooden. Everything is wooden, basically.
Do we have a hot tub?
But yes, you know, in the ideal world, yes, I would opt for a hot tub always. But to be honest, I already searched for such places, and the hot tub is not common. Or it's like, unfortunately, what I saw in the New York State was like ridiculously expensive.
You would go to New York State, though. You would make a new. You would like.
No, but I was looking. I was looking something close to us. So when I was looking, the things I found were like either like super expensive or they weren't.
I mean, Bali is gonna be like getting to Bali would probably.
But Bali is not expensive. It's the trip that's expensive.
Yeah, but when you put all of the cash in the same bucket, getting there.
Is part of
or the getting something more expensive here at the end of the day.
I would rather go to Bali. So anyway, yeah, a cabin. So hot tub is, I mean, whatever. We can do it without a hot tub. Preferably winter. Preferably snowing outside. It doesn't have to snow. Preferably snowing outside.
Oh, wait.
And there's nobody. You look through the window and there's just like snow. It's quiet. It's super quiet. We put on some music, but if you turn it off, you can just hear, you know, the nothingness of the snow. And we are in the cabin, naked, with plenty of toys, some drinks, margaritas or whatever. And
please, food. I'm gonna need a lot of
food. Food, definitely. And we are having a great time. Great time. That's kind of my imagination. And a lot of lingerie for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I like that.
Where are you?
I like that.
Some leather.
Boxer. Oh, leather is cool. Or boxers. So that's kind of my idea. So for example, this one could be in the States. There's plenty of great mountains in the
Maybe
States.
Maybe I would go to Vermont.
Vermont sounds, screams like sex vacation.
Okay, so how do we pick one out of those two? Because, like, I like yours, too. I would go for it. I would be like, no, I wanted to go to Bali. No, I'm fine with mountains, too. So how do we make a decision where to go?
I mean, we don't necessarily have to make, like, a final decision. We can kind of just pick where we're going first. We can go both ways. This and that, and then after we decide Airbnb, search, look, book, and that's it.
Bye.
And I mean, I was looking Costa Rica. I mean, the tickets are like $350 return tickets from New York. That's not horrible. Couple of days of Airbnb, probably another $300-500 food, 2-3. That's like $1,200. I would. So as I was saying, I think we could under like 1200, 1100, maybe even 1000.
Per person or?
No, together. Oh no, see.
No way.
So 350, two tickets for to Costa Rica and back, 700. Let's say depends what kind of Airbnb you want to go to. Let's say 500 for Airbnb, 1200, probably some, and let's add 200 for another, whatever travel we have to, you know, make. To get to the Airbnb, so that's like let's say 1500
per person.
No, together.
So let's
plus food.
Let's round it up to at least $2,000.
$2,000. All right, that's not bad. Perfect. And I think it's even better than the States and the mountain retreat because all the kind of okay Airbnbs nowadays cost $200-$300 per day. So
with
you,
the cleaning fees, people are crazy.
My yeah, nuts. So I think that we would have a better time in a more exotic country like Costa Rica than traveling to Vermont or Colorado and staying in a...
But you because know, for me, it's... I would love to go to mountains and I would love to be naked in a nice, warm cabin. But the thought of me, if we have to go somewhere, the thought of putting boots and sweaters and stuff on just irks me.
Yeah, it's not
as
easy.
Opposed to like, oh, I'm just gonna put on a bathing suit now and go to a store.
Yeah, the warmth is like definitely that. The warmer areas are definitely sexier than colder areas.
Yeah, I think
in
so.
My opinion, because even when you do remember when we were in the mountain house in Croatia, you are inside and it's all cozy, and then you are starting. You want to get naked. you know, you put more wood to the fire, and then
And
like
it's
30
too
minutes in,
hot.
it's like, what the fuck did I just do? And then it's too hot, so it's maybe hard to
Yeah.
balance.
Harder to balance. And then you like get all warm and sweaty and it becomes too hot and then you open the doors
And
and
then
then
it's
the
too
cold
cold.
air. So like just for the sake of that, I think beach is just like
Much better option. So Costa Rica, we're going to Costa Rica first. And then
and
we
if I
can.
could get out, like I would really like to have a pool too.
Pool would
So
be
you
if.
can just like jump in, freshen up.
Exactly. And if, I mean, if there is, because I think those are rare to get a house that's literally on a beach, I think that's
I know.
rare. So I think the second best option would be to have a pool.
And then maybe like, a barbecue and you're eating fresh food and you're like, you're barbecuing.
That's a nice, sexy vacation, yeah, right there. What are we taking? Are we taking some toys with
Oh,
us?
I would definitely take some toys. I would take the toys that would, I would take the amount of toys that would
Scare the.
make the guy blush or a lady. And I would absolutely enjoy if my suitcase would go through the scanner.
You like
I don't
that?
know, like, are you allowed to bring enjoy? That's like a weapon.
No, but I think if you're taking luggage that goes down in the plane, I think you are.
Yeah, but I'm talking
No, I
carry-on.
think you can. Why not? It's not, it's just inanimate object.
Because, like, you can
There's no
technically.
batteries, it's not, you know.
Yeah, but you can grab that and you can murder the pilot.
But yeah, but you can do that with many other things. You can take a bottle and smash it or something in somebody's head.
You're not allowed to take bottles.
Yeah,
That's what
but
I'm saying.
yeah, but I don't
I mean,
think
you
it would be
are.
a
You can buy
problem.
it after the.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it would be a problem. It would just be awkward for the people working at the airport.
The only the another thing is like the enjoys are heavy, so like you would have to
Yeah. We
weigh.
don't need as much clothes.
See?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely
And
toys.
I would
Some restraints
definitely
and lingerie.
go somewhere in like midwinter. Like just when you had just in a just enough of the winter time and like you're over it, that's when you go.
Exactly.
And then you come back.
So it's easier to go through the rest of the cold New York State winter. Okay, so we have a plan.
We have
Costa
a plan.
Rica this winter. We might make an episode on that.
Oh, if we go?
We can make an episode on the fucking beach.
Or pool.
Or
Or
pool.
barbecue or whatever.
As we were saying 3 months ago.
Here we are.
That's freaking cool. Okay, it's a deal.
It's a date.
It's a date.